The Fae may claim each bargain due, but may only take the bargain true. Hachette Audio presents The Fairy Bargains of Prospect Hill. Written by Rowena Miller. Read by Jesse Valinsky. There was something behind the glass, behind her reflection, and the wash of clouded sky above her. She gazed past the surface, as though she were looking deep into clear water, ignoring the ripples and movements on the surface to search out what lived beneath. A tree, she realized, bending in a faint breeze, draped with purple leaves like streamers. Pure silver flowers winked and sparkled in the deep foliage, swinging gently like bells, though Elaine couldn't hear anything. She gazed deeper, drinking in the beauty of a silver mist of moss on the ground, of a tangle of pale branches woven into knotwork unnaturally symmetrical, down to thorns bowing deeply to one another in vine-wrought curls. Something moved in the purple and silver forest. A figure, sliding like mist through the boughs. A woman. Elaine started. She was tall and slim, shaped more than anything like a birch tree, with the same silver pale gleam. Her hair was loose behind her, wound through with purple flowers, painfully bright against her fair waves. She looked up, gazing right at Elaine, almost meeting her eyes. And then, the mirror shattered in her hands. For Heidi, who went on ahead, and for Jenna and Erica, who stayed behind for now. Chapter 1. Where flowers bloom unfading and leaves are evergreen, fortune's winds are shifting, by fairy touch unseen. Folk song. When the Madison Railroad laid the tracks at the base of Prospect Hill, there were no roads cleaving the thickly forested slopes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?